Should we start?
Yep.
Okay, it's May 16th, 2018, at 5:02 p.m. Commissioners present are Richard Henderson, Barbara Winterholm, and Susan Trowbridge. Eric Hill is here representing staff. We're looking at 258 West Newton Street, and we have here...
Mark Van Brocklin with Embark Studio.
And Camilla Wodolinski with Embark Studio.
Great. Okay. You want to walk us through?
Sure. So this is a presentation we filed for the renovation and exterior restoration of the brownstone at 258 West Newton Street. I'm sure you're familiar with the area, but just to point out, should I try to use this? It doesn't hit the screen, is that how?
Yeah, it doesn't lean.
Well, it's so the site is on West Newton Street, the sort of northwest end of it, on a public alley between St. Botolph and Huntington. The adjacent buildings to the southeast, there's a brownstone, the alley to the right, and then larger apartments and hotels along Huntington. Just to go back to the front. So we're proposing, it's in the admin review, but you know, a full repointing restoration of the facade, the roof. There's some roof repair that's needed. The repointing is not bad, but we want to get it all. Replace all the windows with 1/1, which is what is there now. They're all aluminum or vinyl replacement windows. We have reached out to Historic Society to see if there's any evidence of a different light pattern, if there's 2/2, and we have not heard otherwise, that they're not all 1/1. And I think most of the row is 1/1. On the facade, you can see a little bit here at the lower part of the oriole in the front. We are asking, we're proposing to lower the sill about 8 inches just to get more light into the basement rooms. There are currently not a window well, so we propose to do a window well to get that lower sill, but not disturb the garden elevation. In the rear, we are proposing new openings with, I'm not sure if I should get into what's not your purview or just explain the whole project.
Yeah, I guess you can if you'd like, but anything that's on the rear elevation, you can't see from the public right away, unless you're on Cumberland and really straining your eyes, so it's not really visible.
A couple blocks, yeah.
But in the rear, it's currently, because it's an end building, it's not, the rear elevation's a lot of brick. Mm-hmm. We're proposing to do some more glass doors and a deck and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. At the roof line, we are proposing, it's not in your list on the thing, to remove the rear chimney, not the two on the alley side, but just this rear one, which is about 42 inches wide and about 20 inches deep.
I thought that it said one on the alley to remove also. And what I read, it did. Maybe it's
it just doesn't out. Call it out on the agenda, so maybe
oh.
It's also.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely mention it. I was unclear if it's visible or not, so I guess.
Yeah. It's not, it's not from the pictures we're showing.
Okay. I took the pictures as well, so we can go through those after, too.
But if the proposal to remove the chimney was accepted, we would not be adding any dormers or anything in the mansard on the rear. So those two would remain as is.
Why remove the chimney? What's
it's the chimney as it goes through the building, it steps in. So it's, we're not gonna be using the chimney for a chimney. So it would just be sort of taking up square footage.
Would it be possible to leave the chimney on the exterior and just brace it underneath?
We'd have to brace it at the floor line of the fourth floor. So essentially,
it still loses space.
Okay. So just to show context, looking West Newton south, the brownstones, and then towards the north and west and toward the Prudential, much larger buildings. Here are the windows in the bay. You can see they're above grade. There's no window well. We'd like to lower the sill and propose a short little window well. Again, the front elevation, the biggest ask is to replace the windows. The archtop window over the front door is currently a fixed piece of glass. We'd like to do a French casement so that it's operable. Hmm. We don't have a picture of the precedent, but there is, I think, at the inn at St. Botolph, there is the same window. Hmm. And then along the alley, all the windows of the first, second, and third floor replace with 1/1. Along the alley in the basement, we're asking to infill 4 out of the 5 windows for privacy and security issues. We'd keep one, which would be a tempered safety security glass, but for egress from the rooms in that front half of the building.
So that would be a door, actually?
It would be a window.
Window that you could get
large
out
enough
of.
That you can get out.
Yeah. And that's that window that we're showing there is the existing size. We wouldn't be enlarging any opening. Mm-hmm. And then you can
and
see.
And there's a unit down there? Is that?
Yeah, the developer is proposing two duplexes. So the bedrooms of the lower duplex are on the basement level.
Okay.
And it's currently, the lower two levels are a dentist's office, and then there's two studios and a one bedroom in the upper floors. And as you can see from the side, we're proposing a roof deck. We built the mock-up a little larger than what you've shown here, and we revised this. Eric, you got this revised. And when they built it, it was pretty visible, so we had them pull it back. So it's about 6 feet from the alley side, five feet from the rear.
What's up there now? Is that the pulled back version of it?
This is what we're proposing after seeing the mock-up and having them pull it back a little bit.
When did you move the mock-up?
Before you saw it. So we were there with them, and we're like, our original drawing was too egregious, okay. So we pulled it back a little bit.
Okay.
So it's about 11 and a half feet back from the front, 6 from the side, and 5 from the rear.
And the sight line that I saw somewhere
So the sight line...
From directly across the street.
Directly across the street is not visible.
Yep.
Or from south of West Newton. Where it's really visible is in the picture on the right.
From Huntington.
When you're closer to Huntington.
Well, I was standing on the other side of the alley right before I came over here looking up. So on the east side of West Newton Street by the back of the Midtown looking up.
Yes.
And it's totally visible. So is that the old dimension or
if
the
you,
new
if
dimension?
You mean the colonnade?
From the colonnade, yeah.
What's there and has been there for a week is what we're proposing. And we do admit that it's visible from...
It's visible from West Newton, from the alley to Huntington.
Yes.
Right.
And we have an image there showing the mock-up visible. I don't know if you can see, that's actually an image
there.
From West Newton Street.
I think this might be where you were standing.
Right, so it is visible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not trying to say it's not. but also, just because it's an end of a row of buildings, it's by nature more visible. And there are several, many precedents. Almost every end building in the area has a roof deck is visible. And I think we've pulled ours back enough from the dead front that it's not as visible until you get to the opening where the alley is.
I can't remember, is there a hatch or a head house?
We're proposing a hatch.
We
anticipate that issue with building code requiring a head house, and we're gonna have to go get a variance for that because we don't want to, and you don't want us to put a head house up there.
So what's the photo on the left we're looking at?
The photo on the left is looking, it's just precedent image, that's the corner of West Newton and St. Patolph looking southwest, right. And just to show that there are roof decks on end buildings that are visible.
Although that doesn't mean we would allow something.
I mean, they could have been installed prior to it being a district and then just grandfathered in, but yeah.
Right.
But, and not that we don't have a birthright to have a roof deck, but we couldn't have one that's invisible, that's not visible. There'd be no...
Because you're on the end.
Right.
So if you pulled it in to be not visible from that angle,
it would be nothing. It would be 3 or 4 inches, if you know, whatever, like very, very.
Okay.
So I think the building.
So how deep is what's that dimension?
So okay, 6 feet back and 16'3" is the width of the roof deck to the middle to the parapet. So it could be pulled back a little bit, but to have it be usable, it would be still visible, we think.
Hmm. Because of the mansard roof?
Because it's on an alley.
Yeah, and there's no parapet.
Right, we might have been helped if there was a good picture of that. If the end of our building had a parapet instead of a mansard.
Yeah.
The
think I did. I didn't look at everything coming along.
Is everything okay? Do you guys have any questions or?
I have photos as well, so it's just.
Do you have any that showed anything?
It basically shows the same kind of thing. The most recent ones are just mainly the deck, just to check the updated mock-up.
I'm just noticing that you can see in the picture on page 10 on the right, you can see that chimney in the back.
Yep, you can. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can make sure we vote on that separately as well.
So do you want to give your staff comments?
Yeah, sure. So staff recommends denial without prejudice and approval with provisos, finding that the existing windows do not appear original to the structure and the proposed replacements are in line with the design guidelines, that the lowering of the four sills on the octagonal bay are not noted to be required for egress, and that altering original openings is against the spirit and intent of the district, as well as opposition to the design guidelines, that infilling of original window openings to meet interior programming is not permitted, and that the applicant should look at an alternative options such as interior drywalling with shutters kind of at the between the window and the drywall to
Painted black?
Yeah, or? Essentially to give the appearance of.
Do they have a copy of this?
No, I can give them a copy. So with shutters to keep the original openings, that way they're still intact, and then in the future, if they decide to, you know, open that up, they could. Mm-hmm. And then that the new rooftop decks shall not be visible from public right away, and I'd recommend that you work with staff to look at any alternatives for, you know, location setbacks and height, obviously, so.
Well, why don't we take this one by one?
Okay. So. Okay with the windows, personally. I think it's an improvement from what's there. You know, the existing windows aren't original, and you know there's no historical evidence to show what they were. So 1/1s are somewhat typical for replacements, and you know they're definitely appropriate. So we're okay with that.
I didn't point out that we're proposing all wood everywhere.
Yeah, so, which is definitely
which
improvement.
Helps
which
your
is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Approval.
Mm-hmm. So that the lowering of the four sills on the octagonal bay. We have an issue with altering openings unless they're required for, you know, safety concerns. I do understand the need for additional light, but you know we have trouble, you know, balancing that. Would you also have to create a curb as well?
We would do a shallow window well, which would basically be a granite or whatnot mm-hmm. curb.
Yeah.
About a foot and a half out from the window.
Yeah, because then that would eat into the existing front yard garden. So, I mean, that's where I had concerns. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So I don't know if you guys want to go through each one separately.
Well,
and then
why don't we discuss each one?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean,
okay,
I
sorry.
With the windows, I think.
So I think we're okay with the windows.
1/1.
The 1/1.
That's fine, and that's what's there.
Okay, so should we just vote to approve that, the first one?
Sure.
The 1/1?
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the replacement of the windows with a similar 1/1 style window.
Richard seconds, and we vote.
Second.
3-0. Okay. All right. The second one, then, the lowering of the sills.
So, yeah. So staff's recommending denial without prejudice on that, just since it's altering historic openings, and there's no evidence to show that they're ever lower or, you know, it's altering an existing opening. So mm-hmm. recommending denial on that. Maybe there could be a compromise for, you know, some of them, but I really don't think it's appropriate, especially since they're not too common.
It's not going to be that much difference.
Yeah.
We often request them because it is an egress issue. It's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't. I don't think anybody here would be happy if we lowered 1 or 2 out of the 4.
No,
so.
Yeah. I mean, it's all or nothing. Right.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
Yeah. And we have tricks for the interior to get to make the light
so
better.
So there were 4? I saw 3.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
There's it's an octagonal.
It's hidden, in there.
You're introducing water getting in there, and they're downsized there mm-hmm.
How do you two feel?
I agree with the staff comments that.
Okay. So, shall we have a motion to deny that? Number 2?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to deny the lowering of the 4 sills on the bay.
And a second?
Okay. In favor?
Aye.
Three-zero. Okay, infilling the original window openings. This is on the side of the building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the public alley side.
Actually, we've encountered this before, and what people do is they drywall it so you get the effect you want on the inside, and then just my own building, in fact, you know, has this mystery window that's actually someone's closet, you know, when you go there. That way you don't change anything.
Sure.
So yeah, and if you did that, you wouldn't necessarily need, I guess we could just approve with provisos here, just to make sure, if you guys wanted to go that route, but yeah.
Yeah, to tell them what they could do instead on the inside, it's up to you.
Yeah, if you guys would like to do that.
When talking through the developer, he's meant, you know, this would be the easier way for him to do it, and we said it probably wouldn't fly. And he said, well, I'll just build the wall and paint it black, but I think we'll push with him to put shutters so it looks like something's there, that's not just a dumb wall.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we can control what he will do.
Well,
I mean, meaning he will put windows in and how he.
Well, I mean, if you have a one over one and nothing behind it, I mean, if it's just blank, that's okay too.
It'll look dumb.
But yeah, it will look a little.
Well, make it black. I mean, make
it. This is not our problem.
I mean, yeah, I suppose we could. Can we require that it's.
I mean, if we say shutters, aren't we going to have to prove what kind of shutters and all that?
Have you experienced this before?
I haven't seen anything like it since I've been here. I mean, I do think it would look strange, just plain black.
Yeah.
But then again, you'd also be, you know, relying on the developer to say, hey, you know, we'll want to spend the extra money, which most don't want to just do that. But
I think
it really
mine is black. And, you know, I'm going to have to look at it again. Now.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do sell those pretty, not cheap, but the affordable, you know, wood blinds that would, you know, also look great. Well, not great, but look better than a blank wall. But
you wouldn't you want, if you had those, wouldn't you want the same thing on your real windows? I mean, otherwise it's going to look different.
True.
Well, I mean, if those.
You have different units with different window treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Different people living in them. Some people have Venetian blinds and others don't.
I think if it, having seen this elsewhere, as long as it's dark, that's the first hurdle. And then instead of having just a quickly painted black piece of plywood there, the next best thing would be to have some window treatment that's been closed always. Whether
it
be shutters or
blinds. Look at my building, which is 135 St. Bataugh, and look for this little window that has nothing to do with anything else. Because I don't even remember what is behind it, except a closet.
And that, is that a side elevation, or?
It's on the street. It's actually on the street. Okay, so how do we want to word the motion?
We can either deny the infilling or approve it with the proviso that they leave the existing windows, but somehow diminish. I'm not quite sure what the language would be.
I'd recommend approving with provisos. That way, if there's any questions with ISD on the infill at the window, they'll have, you know, some other than just a flat-out denial and then just leaving everything.
Okay.
But if that's the route you guys want to go with.
What are we approving?
Yeah,
we're approving a replacement window with.
Well, you'd replace that window just like you're replacing all the others.
We would replace the windows like all the others, and we just keep going with our insulated furring wall after we treat the, however we treat the visual inside of the window.
So I guess I'd make a motion to approve a replacement of the windows with a recommendation that a window treatment be applied to, in some way, make it appear that it is still a functional window rather than obviously a wall behind it.
Okay. Assuming they drywall it, I mean, would there be any reason that the developer decides, well, you know what?
Should I have to have a window?
I'm just going to leave the windows.
For additional light that you can't get from the front.
And put in, you know, security bars on it.
Well, I can't say off the record, but I was disappointed that he wanted to cover them anyway because of light. But yeah, the way he wanted the plan to lay out, he had walls and room dividers at the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So he's,
I mean,
most likely.
We're open either way, I guess.
So yeah, when we talk to him, he might say, well, if I need to put windows in, I might want to do a fixed window that looks like a 1:1. Should we come back to you with that? Or would you, how would you vote on that? Would you insist on a 1:1 and then if you tell me that now, I won't even ask for that?
Well, I mean, I think it has to
be the same size and location as it currently is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, the commission can't say if a window has to be functional or not. That's something that building inspection has to make sure for safety concerns. But as long as it's, you know, functional, or it's a 1:1 window, I think that should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Double hung.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like you're doing for the rest of the building.
Right.
You just paint it shut or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You made the motion.
You made the motion.
And you're seconding it.
Second it.
And we're voting, and we're unanimous. Okay. The deck.
The deck. And the chimney, too. Can't forget that.
So how do we want to deal with the deck? You wanted to work with them to see what else you could come up with?
Yeah, so let's see. I'll go back to the presentation. I feel like there is still some wiggle room that they could still get a fairly large deck, since it's 16 feet across. I'll full screen it again.
Is the deck going to be for both units or just the top unit?
Exclusive use of the top unit.
Okay. So yeah, it's 16 foot 3 inches.
What's the length of it?
30 feet. 30 foot 6.
Yeah.
So I think the main visible part is just that the northeastern side or the railing, so mm-hmm. the bottom part on this
the
drawing.
Other side.
So I think maybe just by moving it in a little bit will make a big difference. So I think I can meet with you on site and kind of move it around and see. That's what I would recommend, because I think right now it's very visible.
It is very visible, and it's visible from Huntington. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just this whole thing with roof decks, and I understand because it's on a corner, you do have greater visibility, but it's just mm-hmm. it's just such a slippery slope that mm-hmm. you know, our guidelines are roof decks are not to be visible from the public way.
Mm-hmm. And the ones were grandfathered because they were before we were a historic district.
Right, right. So you're not, when if we were to do this exercise,
pull it back.
If we pull it back and it's not visible, is that...
Then you don't need approval.
That's obviously okay. Your goal, but if that doesn't meet our intentions, I mean, is there a small amount of visibility that could be approved?
Well, could they add a parapet?
I don't know if you'd want to the mansard.
Yeah, it's a mansard. I mean, on the top of the flat part,
right.
I think that would be...
Okay, because I would say that would help solve it.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, at some point, is it so low that it just looks like it's a hatch cover or something like that, or a
mm-hmm.
piece of
the canvas. If you set it back far enough.
Do you know if you'd be able to lower the ceiling at all? Have you looked into that?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can lower the ceiling and that.
Into the.
I think we could work on making the assembly of the actual roof deck smaller.
We could go through some structural hoops to get the.
How
which we've done before
tighter.
to drop the
inch,
railing height.
So it's 8 inch here. Mm. And then plus the structural.
Plus that stood off of the roof.
Yeah.
We could. We'll do that internally, but
that'll
help us inform where the mock-up height mm-hmm. is now, and so that could drop us a few inches, and then we can work with you to pull it back.
So I would recommend that I could work with them if they determine, or the developer determines, you know, hey, we still want it to be somewhat visible because we want this, you know, at least this size, mm-hmm. Then they can come back just for the roof deck, and then we could, but definitely at least try to get it smaller, and if we can't, or the developer wants to keep it as is, we can have it go in front of you again.
Okay.
If that's what you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody want to word this?
Well, we don't want to deny it, right?
You can deny without prejudice.
Yeah. All right. So
Because that way they can still come forward with the same application.
I move to deny without prejudice the proposed configuration of the roof deck with the understanding that you will work with staff to come back with another proposal.
Or if they don't have to come back if
or
it's
not,
not visible.
Or
yet.
Not come back if it is not visible.
Okay.
Okay.
Second that.
And vote?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. Great.
And then the chimney, which is on the rear, which you can see, so yeah, it's, you might be able to see it better on the photo I took.
Yeah, to me, it's not a compelling enough reason to take it out. Just
so it's this chimney, right?
It's fine with me to take
feet.
It out.
So you think it's okay?
Yeah, but didn't I read somewhere that you wanted to take out one of the other chimneys also?
No, no, if that was a mistake, if that was in there, it's definitely...
Oh, you know, okay.
We do want to keep the two on the alley elevation. It's the one on
the
rear.
Back. Okay. Are you okay with that?
Leaving the chimney?
Taking it.
Or taking it out.
Taking it in.
You're okay with it.
I'm a big fan of keeping it, but I don't...
Yeah, I mean, it's original to the building, isn't
yeah.
it?
I mean, it's
it is,
likely.
I mean, how many feet are you losing by leaving it there? It seems to be sort of on the edge.
I don't know. It seems to me if it's going to rob them of that much interior space,
yeah.
it's not important to leave it. It's, yeah, it's nothing.
How many feet are you losing?
I'm sorry?
How many feet of space are you losing?
It is probably interior square footage is like 16 by 42 inches, so 3.5. I mean, we're talking 20 square feet on, no, like 10 square feet.
So the other alternative would just be to brace it, and then you have this little cosmetic, like, chimney cap on the top.
But on the fourth floor, you said
still
you'd have to be.
We're definitely going to
take it out.
Brace all the chimneys, and so from the third floor down, we're going to brace anyway and remove the flues inside.
Mm-hmm.
On the fourth floor, we're not asking to do anything to these two, so there will be bumps in the fourth floor where the extant chimneys remain.
Yeah.
We thought it would be an easier proposal to be approved just on the rear one to actually remove that one where the bedroom's already kind of small, but that's not your concern.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to the engineer that the bracket to hold it definitely has to happen sort of at the line where the mansard and brick meet.
Down below.
So, yeah,
right.
So it would run through the fourth floor, but then it, under that, it could be demolished
right.
or removed. Okay.
So I get the feeling you're not keen on this, but
yeah,
you
I mean,
will
I'm,
go along with it.
Yeah, I'm leave it there.
You
want
to leave it there,
yeah.
And you do too?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel that it's original to the building and... The whole intent is to kind of keep the integrity of the buildings as much as possible. And if there's some kind of workaround in the interior, then it's worth keeping it.
Okay, so that's your motion, just to deny it.
Yeah, I would make a motion to deny the removal of the back chimney.
And you second?
I'll second that.
And this one's going to be 2-1, because I would let you take it down.
Where's the rest of the commission? Come on.
Sorry. Make it a closet or something. I don't know.
It must be something. Well, this just means more hours with the structural engineer to figure out what we're doing inside to what how we can
yeah.
get some of that back. So
a lot of people like exposed brick on the inside, so maybe
yeah.
you can do something with it. I don't know. And if the developer is really, you know, adamant about that being removed. It's a denial without prejudice, so you could come back if they determine that the deck has to be visible and maybe ask again or maybe do some more reconnaissance and checking the interior and see what else could be done. But yeah.
Okay, is that it?
That's everything, yep.
But... Oh, the other is...
So you guys are all set.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for us?
I'm good.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll reach out tomorrow, and we can schedule a time to meet on site. And
sure. Yeah, we'll have to coordinate with the GC to get
yeah.
them to whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I take this? You gave me this copy.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's public record, so.
This is yours. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'll check out 135 tonight just to see what they did.
It's on the second floor. Well, basement, first, second.
Okay.
It's this little tiny one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. All right.
Oh, they were also under administrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of repair work and everything.
Okay, so.
Do you guys have any questions or concerns on the advisory or the administrative items?
Well, let's finish with 258. For 258, it's repointing,
mm-hmm.
repairing. Repairs, repointing, basically.
Front yep. door, yeah.
That. We're okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I make a motion to approve the proposed work to 258 West Newton Street, repairing the masonry, windowsills, lintel, cornice, front door, stoop, concrete curbing, gutters, and downspouts, and repairing the fire balconies.
Second that.
Voting?
Aye.
3-0. Mm-hmm. And then 145, St. Batov.
Yep. So that's the school. I can't remember the name of it.
The schoolhouse?
Yeah, it's the schoolhouse. So they've...
They're doing this.
It's in phases. They wanted me to approve it administratively or as an emergency repair, but they sent in photos of water penetration from like 4 years ago, and I was like, hey, we need more current photos to, you know.
Good try.
Yeah, and then they're, you know, pretty adamant, like, no, it's, but, so I didn't sign off on it, so.
It did rain a lot yesterday.
I know, so now I would have got a call today, you know, so I guess not, but yeah. It's essentially matching all the slate roof.
So we're basically approving this every phase along the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though they could just do a full
slate
replacement and then they have 2 years to do it all, but.
Well, it's so expensive. I know people who live there.
Yeah.
You know,
they can't afford to do it
that fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I move to accept. To approve the work to 145 St. Batal Street, replacing the slate roof, copper gutter, and snow rails.
Second.
Three in favor? Okay, now we need to approve these minutes from the February 20th meeting. They look fine to me. Have you got a chance to read them?
I have.
Hang on, give me 1 second.
Okay. Move to accept the minutes from the January 16th.
February 20th.
Oh, where am I looking? February 20th minutes. Sorry.
I'll second.
In favor?
Yay.
3-0. Okay. Staff right. updates?
The only thing we met with. Stefano Estratudakis at 131 St. Batolph, the one for the rear balconies. So a little background. So my first month here, there was no quorum, so that some of the items for that were sent to BLC. They didn't realize that the rear elevation was visible. So they approved it, but the description of the work was unclear. So we're not signing off on the permit. And then when they came back for the shrunken balconies in a lesser footprint, it was denied, along with lowering the sills in the front elevation. So we met with them today, and we determined that they didn't have the ZBA approval for the rear yard setbacks. So even if, they're gonna have to reapply for that. I told them, you know, it's most likely unless they get, you know, different evidence or, you know, photos or support from anyone else, then it's probably going to be the same answer. But that way they can still come forward. Because I think it was maybe a split vote. Maybe it was like 3-1. I'll have to go through. But yeah, they'll probably be coming back through in the next couple months for the same work.
So ZBA should go first? Or?
Correct. Yeah, they have to get zoning board approval
And are they likely to get the setback approval from
ZBA? They did get approved.
They did get that.
Mm-hmm. So they got approved from that.
So then it really is up
to come back.
So they have to come back, yep. So, and I will not be sending stuff to BLC anymore because obviously I wasn't there to be able to explain.
Right.
So not going to be doing that unless it's like repair work.
I'm here next month, but after that I'm out for a few months for surgery. Okay. So we're going to have to make sure Francois shows up. So
and then you're out?
I'm in June.
June. Okay, so we'll probably not have
a
hearing.
I'm here in June.
Oh, so you are here. Okay, yes, okay.
I'm not here starting July.
Okay. So how I'll probably do it is if we won't have a quorum, I'll recommend to the applicants that we can hold off a month, and then hopefully we'll have one the next time.
Right, but we'll have a quorum in June.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying after that, just in case someone else can't make it.
Yeah.
And then we'll go that route. We have, working with the mayor's office for the new appointment, we have someone that's wants to join. They would need to do their background check, but the mayor's office is very slow with all this. So we're trying to hound them. They're not responsive. So we're working with the director of the environment department to really, because same with BLC and all the other commissions, like we have people in the pipeline that have been waiting to get in. We're like, hey, yeah.
And do we need to get reapproved when our terms are? Do we have terms?
Yeah, so there are 2-year terms and then it gets re-upped.
Is that just automatic or is that also in the pipeline?
So we contact the nominating groups. So typically it's Historic New England, mayor's office, different neighborhood groups. They recommend people. Most of the time, the people that are in there just get re-upped. But a lot of our current commissioners and a lot of the commissions are just holdovers because the mayor's office is so slow. So, but yeah, we're trying to work with them because there's like one contact person for all the city commissions, and he's just not responsive, so.
He's a salaried person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, trust us, we're pulling our hair out because, you know, we have a lot of really highly qualified people that are like, hey, we haven't heard from them. So we're like, and it looks bad on us because it seems like it's us. But yeah, so adjourn.
Okay. Yeah, adjourned at 5:42.